All right, we're going to have Ryan Blaney in her second while we wait for Marissa to lock him into the center square.
Hello.
One quick note for the BD on a statistical nugget. 177 green flag passes for the lead today. A little data. That's the most since 2016 at Talladega. So exciting race. And with that, we have the winner of this exciting race, Ryan Blaney. Ryan, pretty emotional day, wild race. Want to take us from start to finish for you, being close friends with Bubba and then winning at Talladega in a thrilling finish.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely a good ending to the day for sure on our end. Being able to inch him out there at the line. The start of the day, all the drivers on pit road pushing Bubba's car and showing their support. It was just an honor to be a part of that. Not only the drivers too, but the crew members and the fans that were in attendance as well. NASCAR, that's something that I think everyone will remember for a long time, and it showed how much we support not only Daryl. That was the main reason we were doing it, just to support Daryl, but everybody that's been impressed not only the past few weeks but for a long time. What happened yesterday was disgusting, and I don't understand how a person or people can have that hatred in their heart for someone who just looks different than they do. It's never something I'll understand. It almost brought me to tears when Bubba told me yesterday what happened. And he doesn't deserve that. No one deserves that. And but I think the good thing is what we, us as a community came together, showed our support, and I know he really appreciated it. And it was the least we can do to show that we're behind him 100%. I'm always going to be behind him 100%. I have been for 15 years, and I hope to make it, 50 more, being behind him all the way and supporting him every step along the way. So that was definitely a special moment to be a part of before the race.
Thank you, Ryan. We'll now open it up for questions. I see a number of hands raised already, and we'll kick it off with Ashley Strong. Go ahead, Ashley.
Hey, Ryan, congrats on the my question. I wanted to ask, you've kind of made the tradition of giving the flag away at the end of the races. You were able to do that today with a few fans in the stands, but since you've had so many races without the fans because of COVID, today's maybe a little bit more special, but go there and give it to a little kid that's at the race.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, definitely. That's been something I've been wanting to do, or I've been doing for the past, 3-4 years, whenever we win a race. And, it was definitely nice. We had people in the stands that, they stuck around, after it rained and things like that. And we got really lucky. The weather cleared up for sure to run the whole race. But they were excited, man. It was so great to just have fans back and the atmosphere of them cheering back, before and after the race. That's just, we love that stuff. We drivers, we love support, and we love putting on good shows. And just to see, even though it's 5,000 people, it was really cool to just get that cheering again and see everyone having a good time and that they enjoyed the race. So I was lucky, the little boy and his father were really close, and figured what a better welcome back present for fans to come to NASCAR races and do that for that kid.
Perfect. Thank you.
Next, we will go to Jeff Kluck. Go ahead, Jeff.
Ryan, you seem subdued after your win. What was the main reason for the lack of, I guess, wild celebration?
I've never been too wild of a celebration guy. It was definitely exciting. I was thinking, of what I could have done better. And the 20 and I kind of made contact there. We kind of banged doors, and I didn't really mean to go up there and bang his door. I just tried to get close to him and slow him down. I don't know if there was someone kind of still pushing him or what, and I saw him hit the wall hard. So I was a little concerned on that, if he was okay. Definitely wasn't my intention to hit him. I thought we were just going to kind of get close, and we just kind of met in the middle of the racetrack. But there's a lot of stuff going through your head, from what how the race ended. We were fortunate to be the winner, and then what happened the last couple of days. I was just thinking about that too, and with Bubba coming up beside me after the race, that meant a lot to show his support. And it was cool to see him after I got done with the start finish line deal. So just a lot going through your head, man. Just you know, it's a good day, and I'm really happy we were able to win the race. And but yeah, I was just, you know, thinking about some stuff, you know, that you know, with Daryl and things like that, and then how the race ended. So yeah, that was kind of, I guess, the reason. But
thank you.
Next we'll go to Jim Otter. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, Ryan, a couple questions. First, how does it feel? You have come excruciatingly close so in the early part of the season and been on the verge of and in position to win many times. And just to be able to kind of seal the deal on probably a track that it is probably the hardest to do that on.
Yeah, you're right. I was talking about that on Fox a little bit ago. Was, you know, the past, especially the whole year really, but the past month and a half's been really good for us. You know, we've had some really good runs, and you know, we've had really fast cars and had a chance to win. I feel like every race the last month and a half just hasn't really fallen our way, and we just haven't been in the right place, right time, or just not been quite fast enough. And you know, like you said, it's you know, coming here, you just don't really know your outcome. You know, you don't really know how things are going to be. It's hard to, you know, you can't work on your car really too much and get better throughout the race. You can, you know, you can change a little bit and get better, but you don't control your destiny a whole lot, you know, other than other racetracks. So yeah, it is a little funny. We've been knocking on the door here all year, and it just happened to be here. So, but you know, we just kept ourselves in contention all day. Todd did a great job, you know, with strategy calls all day, and it was really good. We worked with our teammates, you know, me, Brad, Joey and Matt all day. We worked great together. We couldn't find each other at the end. That's usually how that goes. But yeah, it's just nice to finally break through and get the first one of the year. And hopefully this opens the floodgates here and we can get on a roll. So this team's been awesome. They've been so much fun to work with all year.
You touched on my second question. Can you describe a little bit what the Penske plan was coming in? You guys did seem to have, for most of the race, were able to work around each other. Except at the end, you seem to get separated a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, just stay disciplined to each other. You know, you can plan and plan all you want, but sometimes things just don't work out. But, you know, for a lot of the race today, we had all four cars, you know, all three of our cars in the 21 right together. And I thought we were really strong pulling the bottom lane. You know, the top could kind of run up towards us, but then we would start pushing again pretty hard, really hard, and be able to surge back out in front. So I think we do that really well, you know, with the Penske cars and DiBenedetto. We're really disciplined to each other. The reason we got broke up at the end, everyone kind of had different pit strategies and just restarts didn't work out, and we just can never really find each other. But, yeah, I just think we're really good at just having each other's backs, you know, and that's something we, you know, we definitely take a lot of pride in, and it seems to work out a lot of these places. So
thank you.
Next up, we'll go with Joseph Goodman. Go ahead, Joe.
I'm going to mute here. Yeah, congratulations. And I wanted you to kind of explain your relationship with Bubba. You mentioned that you've been longtime friends with him for 15 years. What does that go back to? And talk about your friendship.
We started racing together in this thing called Bandoleros around the Charlotte area. Concord, Nashville area, and we were both the same age. So, you know, when you're a young kid, when you're 10 years old, and there's another kid your age that you're racing against, and you get along well, just naturally become your friend. And it's been a fun journey, you know, us racing together a lot throughout the years. And then we didn't race against each other kind of in our late teens or early teens because we went a different route of late model racing. Then we got back together in like K&N and trucks and Xfinity and Cup. And it's so cool, you know, I look back at, you know, where he and I started, and now we're both at the Cup level, driving for great owners, get to compete against each other every single week, just like we used to when we were kids. That's really hard to do. You know, the odds of that happening are very low, that both of us are able to make it to the Sunday level. But no, it's just somebody and that I've gotten along with. You know, he and I would be great friends even if we weren't racing together. We just have a lot in common and get along really well. It's someone you can talk to, just a good friend that you've known for a long time that, you know, will always have your back, whether it's me having his back or him having mine. What's up, man? That's just something that, thanks, buddy. Thank you. Kozlowski just walked in. but it's just, you know, someone I've known for a long time and been really fortunate to get to know over the years and race against. And, you know, like I said, I support him 100%. I'm always going to be behind him. And, you know, if you run afoul to Bubba, you run afoul to me. But just a great person and a great family he comes from, that makes him, you know, who he is today.
And follow-up question to that. NASCAR has kind of found itself at a crossroads here this weekend. How do you want this weekend to be remembered for the sport?
I want this weekend to be remembered by, I don't know, I guess a good word would be unity. You know, everyone coming together and showing support. I hate focusing on the bad things because that's what gets a rise out of people. But I feel like, you know, what everyone has said the last day has really shown, you know, that it's not going to be tolerable anymore. And we're all going to stand behind the people who are, you know, mistreated. And that just shows what a family we are. You know, we're competitors all on the racetrack, but at the end of the day, we're one big traveling family. And we're going to support anybody who, you know, we compete with. And if they were, you know, get threatened in a way, we're going to have their back. And I just want everyone to know, you know, we're all in this together and we support everybody. I thought it was a really great thing we did, or that happened at the beginning of the race. And I hope people remember that and show that it shows that, you know, we're all one big family and we're going to support each other no matter what.
Next up, we'll take a question from Alan Cavana. Go ahead, Alan.
Hey, Ryan, I wanted to follow up on exactly that. Everyone will remember this scene, probably forever. So what did that mean to be a part of it? And just, you know, you had a different view of it, obviously. Is there anything you remember specifically, you know, one thing or one person you saw that you'll just take away from that moment?
I mean, I just think, you know, looking around and, you know, whether it was walking up to the front of the grid or standing there, everyone who was in support of it. I mean, like I said, it wasn't only drivers, it was crew members, it was fans, it was NASCAR, it was everybody. So that moment just shows how much everybody supports each other. We may not like each other all the time. We might take each other off on the racetrack from time to time, but at the end of the day, we're going to support each other. And so I think, you know, what really got me was, you know, we got Bubba's car to the front there, and, you know, he had to take a little bit to you know, pause and compose himself because it was a very emotional moment for him. And I think it was emotional for him because it was just everyone's support of him. And you know, it's just something different that I, you know, have just not been, I couldn't personally be a part of because I've never been in Bubba's position, but I'm going to support him the best I can. But just the emotion that he showed and, you know, he was really thankful to just see everyone's support. That got me a little bit. And then just everyone, you know, going up to him after the anthem or before the anthem was special. I just think the whole day, it's hard to pick out one certain moment, but I just think everybody coming together was very special.
Thank you very much.
Next up, we'll go to Jordan Bianchi. Go ahead, Jordan.
Ryan, question. In the last three Super Speedway races, you've been involved in last lap, finishes for the win. What have you been able to take away from the last two that you were able to apply to tonight? You know, mistakes you learned from or things that you could be better at?
Yeah, you're always learning, right? You know, this package was a little bit different than the one we had in Daytona or last year even. Yeah, your mind, especially these places, just a big like notebook. You know, you're just constantly remembering things about, I should have done this here, I should have done this here, or maybe, okay, this worked pretty decent. You're always kind of remembering that. But like I said, everything happens so fast. You know, you have to make a decision in a split second. And if you wait a split second too long, it's too late. And that's just, you just have to kind of go with your gut. And sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. I mean, I've been on the wrong end of it to where it doesn't work out. You know, exactly like, you know, Daytona, it was just the wrong move I made that put us in a particularly weird spot, and that happened. You know, so you learn from those things and learn to maybe not put yourself in those positions again. But it's easy to plan those things out and think of them ahead of time, but it's sometimes hard to react to them. But no, I just think our speedway program is fast, man. We have fast cars and just good to be, you know, with good teammates that'll help you go. And, you know, a lot of it's just what line goes, you know, what line moves. And if you have a fast enough car, you can kind of make a line move. So that was, you know, something we had today. But yeah, just experience. And honestly, some of it is just things working out for you. I mean, three speedway races before we won Talladega last year, we got involved in just someone else's mess. You know, that's just part of it. You know, it's just part experience and learning and understanding, and then right breaks, and then getting a little bit of luck at the end to just make it to the end of these things.
Thanks.
Next up, we'll take our final question. We see Todd Gorton get in the hot seat. Take the final question from Bob Pockers. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Ryan, how would you describe yours and Bubba's emotions in the sense last night? Was it more sadness, more disbelief, or more anger?
Just me personally. So when I heard of it, Daryl told me, we were sitting in my bus when he told me after he talked to NASCAR, and you know, he was obviously really emotional and really hurt by it. You know, and I just didn't know what to say. You know, I couldn't find the words to describe how I felt, because I felt a mixture of anger and, you know, sadness for him, confused how anybody could do something like this. I just felt all these different emotions, and I know that he went through a big range, but it was pretty, you know, and you hate to see your buddies or anybody you love, you know, be sad or, you know, and be hurting. So, you know, it's just, I tried to support him the best I could, and gave him a big hug before he left. And then he wanted to collect his thoughts and things like that. But I think it was just a multiple range of emotions. Last night I was really angry. I couldn't fall asleep. So it's just, you know, something that's difficult to try to describe, but there was a lot of emotions that went into it in multiple stages of the night.
And could you kind of compare, or at the start of the day, there was a lot of talk, wow, this is one of the worst days in NASCAR history. And now the feeling you have now, as far as not the fact that you won, but the sense that there's been this shift of from this anger and sadness to some sort of pride and hope.
I think that's how you got to handle those situations, right? I mean, you can't let some idiots, you know, trying to threaten somebody, you know, you can't let that affect you. And I think, you know, it shows how strong Bubba is to be able to, you know, okay, you know, you're hurt and really saddened by it, and I'm sure you're still hurt by it, but to come together, all of us, and then be strong. I thought that's how you got to deal with that stuff. You know, if you let it really eat away at you, that person wins, you know, that those people win. So I think it's great that everyone rose up, Bubba included, and you know, really came together. So I think, you know, I don't want it to be remembered as a terrible day or a bad day in NASCAR. You know, I want it to be remembered as there was an incident and we all overcame it together, and you know, showed that we're not going to take it anymore, man. I'm getting sick of this shit, and it's not something that he should deal with. And, you know, just kind of all I got to say about that.
Thank you.
Ryan, well said. Thank you for your time and congratulations on the big win. Enjoy the week, and we'll see you at the doubleheader in Pocono. Thanks,
all right,
Ryan.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.